Radio 1 with Scott, hello. 7:16. Lots of people feeling a mixture of happy and sad today because it's their last day at school. Hello, if that's you. So many texts coming in. Okay, time for some Dear Scott action where the posh lady from Radio 4 tells us what you've been saying on the email this week. First one.
Dear Scott, Chappers, Becky, the one who doesn't speak, and the saucy Radio 4 lady. I think Chappers gets a really hard time. People always call him grumpy and moody. I think this is unfair.
There's no smoke without fire. Can you just spit your tea out then?
I just spat my coffee everywhere then. Yeah.
We must take into consideration he's going through a midlife crisis. Chappers, we love you. From Ben.
Are you feeling the love from Ben?
I'm feeling the love from Ben.
Are you having a midlife?
No. That was a few years ago.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
No, I'm not having a midlife crisis. I'm not that grumpy, in all honesty. Part of it's, you know.
Is it for show? That's the act. It's like Simon Cowell. When you meet Simon Cowell, what a nice man. But they call him TV's Mr. Nasty.
They do, don't they?
Yeah.
You know?
Same. Next.
I don't think I'm grumpy, am I, Becky?
No. It's all part of the character, like DJ Talent. One day we'll all find out that Chappers is actually the happiest man alive, and we've all been conned.
Yeah.
Liking me to DJ Talent.
It's a big con.
Silly woman.
You didn't hear much of the show yesterday because you were at cricket, right? We were saying, we think the whole DJ Talent thing is a complete scam.
In what way?
We think he might be like the new Sacha Baron Cohen.
Ah.
He's probably making a film, Borat-styly.
Yeah.
And we are all going to be victims. We're all going to look really stupid.
And we fell for it.
And he's actually a comedy genius. That's what we think.
Yeah.
That's our theory. Do you agree?
No.
If that film comes out, the judges are going to look silly.
We'll look silly.
Everyone's going to look silly.
But I don't think so.
All right. That's just my theory.
No.
Seriously, it's just too good. It's too comedy genius to be anything else. That's what I think.
Okay.
Next.
Hello, Scott. I recall that I first became aware of you and your colleagues a while back when you were again standing in for Chris Moyles. I thought you were all great, but I was particularly taken with Chappers. So much so that I decided to model myself on him.
It's all about you today, Chops.
Oh, this is massively uncomfortable.
This has not been easy because he is so multifaceted. Witty, urbane, articulate.
Mm-hmm. Any more?
However, persistence and single-mindedness have been rewarded, and I am now close to achieving my goal. I'm even beginning to look like him, which is pleasing.
Is this worrying you at all?
I'm waiting for the punchline. It's going to have been sent in by a chimpanzee or something, I imagine.
Once I'm up to speed with his withering sarcasm, I will be the complete deal. Regards, John from Colchester.
How's that make you feel, Chopper? John in Colchester's trying to be like you.
Just uncomfortable. Can we not go back to the abusive ones? I can deal with them a lot better.
How do you model yourself on Chappers?
Oh, for God's sake.
How would you do that, do you think?
I personally wouldn't know where to start.
I wouldn't.
Think very carefully, Fat Fingers.
Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chappers, the one that doesn't speak, and the posh Radio 4 lady. I'm in China at the moment and pop into Beijing for the weekends. We found this place with some pretty tasty dishes on the menu. I think they could be even better than the ones you had in Spain. Maybe. Love you, Paddy, off of China.
This was a while ago when I was in Spain and I was in a little restaurant and stuff on the menu included chicken to the ember and tagliatelle to the sailor's blouse. Never really found out what that was. Now, thank you for sending this menu in. There are some truly great dishes on this one in Beijing.
Go on, I've got a couple in front of me. What have you got?
Unwearied effort, however, mutton.
Right.
You'd order that, wouldn't you?
Mm.
Onion explodes the mutton is the next one down. And then the one after that would be the one that I would order. The green onion burns the stomach strip.
Ah, well, I have burns.
Sounds tasty.
Burns for two winters.
Yes.
Harsh lotus root ding.
Yes.
Harsh chicken.
Yep.
Wire drawing sweet potato.
Yes.
Strange taste, shredded chicken. And the pickled cabbage fries the egg, which is a clever cabbage.
It's good, though, because they've got it in Mandarin and they've also got it in English as well.
Mm.
really well translated. I like Soaks.
How do you know it's really well translated?
Well, you can tell by the descriptions that we're giving here. Soaks the pepper wind fingernail. You'd have that, wouldn't you? The water boils the lobster, another favourite. On the ant sets up. What's that? Thanks very much for this. Oh, chokes fries the bean. What a menu. Next.
Scott, sorry about that. I heard you were sick. I honestly felt that I didn't smell this time. Maybe it just brought back memories of my last appearance, or possibly you were overcome by emotion.
This is from Mr. Methane.
Either way, I didn't get a chance to say goodbye and thanks for giving me the opening to avail the public of my fart artistry once more. I was so busy concentrating on my rendition of the Addams Family, I forgot to mention my website. It's www.mrmethane.com, the world's windiest website. Best wishes, yours flatulently, Paul, brackets, Mr. Methane.
Until he gave the website, I thought I was from Zoe Salmon.
Yes, Mr. Methane, I'm sorry I didn't get to say goodbye to you the other day. We had him on Oh, What's Occurring, where he farted the tune of the Addams Family, and we... The idea was to see how long Becky could stay in the room. I ended up being the one leaving, because I... a little bit sick. And then I couldn't come back downstairs because it was too embarrassing. I was like, I can't go back down there and see Mr. Methane.
So you didn't say goodbye to him?
I didn't say goodbye to Mr. Methane, no. Do you know what? It didn't actually smell that bad this time.
I don't even want to start thinking about it.
It was just the idea of it from last time, which made me feel a little bit... I did go white, didn't I, properly?
No, you didn't.
No, he genuinely did. He went white and then started going...
Me, when I went white.
Oh, that's serious.
Yeah. So, that's all fine, Mr. Methane. You didn't actually smell that bad this time. It was just that it was in my head from last time what you smelt like. And also, I caught a glimpse of his face, and that set me off.
Are you saying...
That's really
his
hard.
His face made you sick. That's so rude.
No, because you couldn't see his face. You could only see the other end. I was sat here, and
you're
I could
still
see...
still saying it?
Yes.
What's wrong with his face?
Because he goes really, really red. He puts a lot of effort in, and there's all the veins are kind of popping out.
So when he was doing it, you two were at either end of Mr. Methane.
Yes. Anything else you want to know?
The image is just too horrible to contemplate.
Anything you want to send in? scott.mills@bbc.co.uk on email. This is Radio 1. Now it's time for Dear Scott.
Dear Scott, Chappers, Becky, the lovely and distinctly undervalued Radio 4 lady, and the one that doesn't speak. And before you say it, I didn't put that in myself.
Oh,
get her.
Answering back again.
I heard that Chappers and Dave were performing at a summer ball in Essex, and the ticket for this was £30. My university has Zane Lowe and Calvin Harris performing at our summer ball, and the ticket for this is £40. Now, is the Chappers and Dave experience worth only £10 less than Zane Lowe and Calvin Harris combined, or are we just getting an amazing bargain? Lots of love, Steve, off of London.
Over to you, Chappers.
I think they're getting an amazing bargain. And maybe the one in Essex, the ticket price is slightly expensive.
Right. And they paid it now.
We don't set the ticket price or take the admission fee, I'd just like to point out.
You don't make any money off the door, do you?
No. Zane, on the other hand.
I know. Next.
Dear Scott, how are you?
Good.
It's Vogue Barry here from good old Barryoke.
Oh, Barry Vogue. You did Vogue on Barryoke.
I wanted to invite you and the team to a party at my house over the summer. The guests will be mainly age category 0 to 3 years, as many of my friends have produced sprogs in recent times, including myself and Mrs. Barry. Although I'm hoping to invite some of the other Barrys, probably Mustang, Piece of Me and Ting Ting, along for a reunion. You're welcome to help out with the entertainment if you like. For example, you could DJ, although it'd be better to play a bit of Wigwam Bam rather than Prodigy, if you catch my drift. Chappers could help with the barbecue, as he comes across as the sort of person who could cook a good steak. And Becky and the one that doesn't speak could provide the children's entertainment. Becky, perhaps face painting. And the one that doesn't speak doing a silent dance routine using the power of mime. I'm sure he could do an excellent teapot.
He does a good teapot, actually, yeah. It's nice.
Anyhow,
to him.
I would just like to add that I'm putting up a new fence this weekend and will provide additional camouflage over my property to prevent both a Big Brother-type house leak and restrict the paps getting in on the action. Additional security can be provided by my 8-year-old Yorkshire Terrier, Emmy, and next-door neighbour Mary, who was, so I am led to believe, an undercover ninja in her former life. Let me know either way, so I know whether to go to Aldi or Marks and Spencer for nibbles. My friends aren't fussy. Still listening and enjoying the show. Love you, Barry Vogue Lewis.
Thank you, Barry Vogue.
That was a long old invite, wasn't it?
Thanks for the invite. I'll let you know in due course.
It's a no for me. You've got a dog. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Anything else you want to know? scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. I do like it that even though Barryoke was last summer in Barry Island, people call Barry singing karaoke, they still all keep in touch. They're having a party. Piece of Me's going to be there. Vogue's going to be there. Ting Ting's going to be there. All of them. Isn't there one missing that they haven't invited?
There's loads of other ones. Tick a Tick?
Yeah, where's Tick a Tick, Barry? You've fallen out
Barry
with him.
Barry from the block?
Where's Barry from the block?
For more clips like this, check out unofficialmills.co.uk.